Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Council of Elders Call-In Talk Show. My name is Jansen Brooks, and we got a great show for you today. We have got a professional home decorator and real estate home stager who's going to be telling us a little bit more about how to beautify our homes and how to quickly sell our homes. If you want to sell them. Ms. Wanda Cooper, CEO of Design by Duchess. Wanda prepares homes to be quickly sold by staging the home with beautiful arrangements of furnishings and home decor. And she also helps homeowners to beautify and decorate their homes. But before we get started, let me start off by giving a little bit of background on the Council of Elders concept. It's a concept where older people reach out to younger people to help them successfully navigate through life and avoid some of the pitfalls that can affect everyone. And also to listen to younger people because they have a lot of fresh knowledge to give elders. We aim to bridge the generations. And so now I'd like to introduce Ms. Wanda Cooper, CEO of Wanda, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Jansen. It's a pleasure. I'm so excited. And yes, I'm Wanda Cooper. I'm with Design by Duchess. And I'm really excited to be here today.
All right. So, Wanda, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Thank you. Yes, I'm a certified home stager and interior decorator. And I feel like I've been doing interior decorating my whole life. I mean, I've always enjoyed rearranging different rooms in my house and trying new things. And friends and family have always been supportive and complimented me and would come to me for advice on their own projects. And so I always enjoyed the creative process. And through life, you know, you go through many different stages, you try different things. And one of the things I formerly did that I think prepared me for what I'm doing now is I sold corporate housing for over 8 years in the Silicon Valley. And I staged apartments for some of my VIP clients and intern programs. And I started thinking about, you know, as you get older, what's some things that I want to do and have a legacy and really enjoy doing instead of working for someone. So my daughter, who is a realtor, she and I always are brainstorming and we would love to work together and kind of put something together. And We discussed home staging, and I really didn't know a whole lot about it, but, you know, I had an idea about exactly what it would be just because I had staged apartments and different things in my other line of work. And so then I started talking to a realtor friend, and she thought I would be great at doing it. So the rest is history. I decided to start my own company, and that's how Design by Duchess came about. And for me, the true test was when I started telling people about what I was doing and what I was going to do, no one questioned me. You know, everyone said, well, it's about time, or, you know, that's perfect for you. So I didn't get that, you know, really? You think so? Why? You know, that response. So that kind of told me I'm in the right field, and I just love what I do.
Right, right. Well, it's good when you discover your gift and what you can offer to the world. But you said that you had a certification. What was that certified?
Through IAP College. It's so to certify you in home staging and interior decorating. It's just another level of credential that you go through for this type of business. And so, yes, I did take a course in that and became certified.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Well, now, I'd like to talk a little bit about your services. But let me ask you something. Can you give us a little bit of information about why is staging, you know, in real estate?
Yes. So probably if we were having this conversation even 6 months ago, it was important, but probably not as important as it is now, because 6 months ago, homes were, you know, flying out the market. You know, you didn't have to really even publicize them. They were selling so quickly. And as we know, times are changing right now. The economy is changing. And so it's taking a little bit longer to sell homes, or we're starting to see a trend where it could start to take a little bit longer. So this is the time where staging is so important and why you need to set yourself apart from others. And so I just have a few little bullets for you that come from the National Association of Realtors 2020 Profile on Home Staging Report. And it says 90% of homes staged prior to going to market sell 90% faster. 83% of buyers' agents said staging made it easier for buyers to visualize the property as a future home. 61% of agents incorporate staging into their marketing strategy. 58% of buyers' agents said staging increased dollar value of 1 to 10% if compared to similar unstaged homes. 28% of sellers' agents stage all of their listings. And finally, 25% of buyers are willing to overlook property faults if the home is staged properly. So I think that's some really good stats and information on why home staging is important. And there are different types of home staging too, Jansen, that we can talk about this morning too.
Okay, well, let's talk about the different types of home staging.
Okay, so we have, there's light to medium home staging, heavy staging, and then full staging. So light to medium staging might focus on your bathroom a little bit in the kitchen, and maybe a couple of the fireplace or something. And heavy staging is going to you're going to focus more on those areas, as well as perhaps a bedroom, a primary bedroom setup, maybe curb appeal. So the front porch area, we might do something out there to make that more appealing. And then full staging is most like model home. So where the whole house is staged with furniture set up like a home. My company, I focus on staging, which is between medium to heavy staging.
Okay. In case you're just calling in, we're talking with Ms. Wanda Cooper, who is the CEO of Designed by Duchess. She is a home stager and home decorator. Wanda, just for our audience knowledge, how do you define home staging?
Right. So home staging is really that extra piece that makes your home pop. It's what makes that seller, when they walk in the door of your home or even when they drive up to your home, it starts from that point when they're looking at your home. What makes them look at your home and say, you know what, I could live here. I could see my living room furniture, you know, fitting in this space. I could see creating a family in this home. That is our job as a home stager, is to a little bit to the buyer to make them feel like this home could be theirs. And there's so many different ways we'll talk about, and I know Jansen and Leah talked about how you can prepare your home, even if you're not having it staged. I have a service called Declutter and Neutralize that I can help you prepare your home, and you can actually stage it yourself.
Oh, okay. So staging a home sounds to me like you arrange that home with furnishings and decor so that when someone sees it, they feel at home. They feel like they could live in this home. In other words, rather than going into a just four walls, bare, no pictures on the walls, no furnishings, if they see it staged, they feel more at home. That's what I'm getting.
Right. Right. It can be. And there are situations where perhaps every room in the home is not staged, and that's okay. What we really want to convey, because if you go into the average home right now, let's be real, most people, even, you know, if you've cleaned up the home, the home is prepared for living in, correct? So it's maybe not going to be the way that it would be for people to come in to buy, because it's probably going to be a little bit cluttered. It's going to be filled with your personal belongings, and it's going to be your vibe. And so when we stage a home, we kind of neutralize that. So even if we're keeping your furniture in the home, we may remove pieces of furniture because we want to make sure that the rooms and the space look large, so that, you know, it doesn't look cluttered and people are thinking that, oh, that room is too small, I could never get my furniture in there. We want to keep the colors and the just the whole aesthetic of the room very neutral. We ask you to remove any personal pictures, any, you know, religious items. All of that gets removed from the home. We want to keep it very neutral, very plain, so that the buyer can come in. They have a job to come in and visualize themselves living there. So I don't want to give the impression that having a lot of furniture or because a room is furnished, that is staging or making that home sell. It could be quite the opposite. When I come in and do my declutter and neutralize session with clients, I'm a lot of times having them remove items out so that it's very neutral and it shows, it highlights the features of that room. We may even remove or drapes if we feel that the color or it's causing the room to look dark, because you want the room to look very light and airy, which makes the room look larger. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. If you're listening and you have a question for Ms. Wanda, you can touch the number one on your phone, and we will let you ask your question or make your comment. But, Wanda, I'd like to ask you about some basic fundamentals of home decorating and or home staging, so that people can kind of get something to grasp, something that they can later maybe research. What are some of the basic fundamentals of what you do?
Great question. Thank you. So for home decorating, where do I start? There's so much. There's different styles. So a lot of times you have to decide, you know, what style do you like? And just to give you an example, you could, do you want a contemporary style home, a traditional style home, a shabby chic, modern farmhouse, you know, feng shui, bohemian, you know, what style do you want from your home? That's really a starting point for you on deciding what do you want, what you want to make an assessment of your space and consider what your needs are for that space. So really looking at each room and determining what function you want that room to represent. You'll come up with a layout. So you'll kind of decide, huh, what do I, you know, how do I want everything to play out? How do I want that room to look? My next suggestion would be plan a budget. How much do you want to spend on each room? How much can you afford to spend? And then pick your color palette, lay down your foundational furniture, and then go into your accent pieces for each room. So that's kind of putting a plan together when you're deciding how you want to decorate your home. I think a lot of people probably start off by just going to the store and buying things, you know, instead of really laying it out, deciding what your budget is, having a plan, and then going shopping. And then with home staging, usually you're going to have a professional help you out with that part. So it's going to be a little bit easier. With home decorating, you can too. And we can talk about how you can do that on a budget, that it doesn't mean that you're going to break the bank because you're bringing a professional in. In a lot of instances, we can actually help you save money and keep your planning very cohesive.
Oh, okay. Okay. I noticed on your flyer you have your services of home staging, luxury interior decorating on a budget, backyard refresh, declutter and neutralize, color and texture palette, and creating unique spaces. I'd like to talk a little bit about the services that you offer. We've talked a little bit mm-hmm. about home staging, but tell us a little bit about the luxury interior decorating.
Yeah, so with luxury interior decorating, and again, it's going to be determined a lot by your budget, but it's a style. It's how maybe you have more artistic pieces in the home. You're going to be focusing on luxury items in the home. I definitely can help you out with that. But by the same token, you know, maybe you want that same feel and vibe, but maybe you don't have the budget for that. We can definitely get you that on a budget. And I can help you keep it cohesive and really beautiful pieces that look like you spent a lot of money, but really you didn't break the bank. So that's really fun for me, helping people do that. Backyard refresh, I want to talk about that a little bit because since COVID hit, people are spending more time at home. They're spending more time, maybe not entertaining as much, but they're spending more time at home barbecuing for their families. And a lot of people are deciding they want a beautiful space. They can't go out and have those vacations that they were having. So they want to make sure that the space that they're living in is looking beautiful and functional for their families. So I've been doing a lot of that this summer, helping people visualize what they want in their backyard and then execute it. And that's been a lot of fun. We've done some really cool projects. If you'd like to see some of my work, you can check me out on Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook to see some of the creative things I've done with that. Decluttering and neutralize, we talked a little bit about that. That's more with home selling, home staging, but it also can work for just when you're in your home. I can definitely help you out and come into your space and tell you maybe ways that you can organize your space better so that it doesn't look maybe so cluttered or not cohesive with pieces. I can definitely come in and help you out with that. Color and texture palette, that's really fun. That's when we decide different colors for your wall, different textures of pillows or accent pieces that you're going to be using in your home, flooring, you know, all of that. really fun. I can put together mood boards for you on that. So it's and then creating unique spaces. We've done that so much for people over the last few months. Just really listening to them, getting their vision, finding out what they think, and then I get to come in and do my magic and create that in real life for them. And that is what makes me continue to do what I do. It's just so much fun for me to go through that whole creative process and then see the excitement on my client's face when it's completed. And something else that I do that we didn't mention is a holiday decorating. So we know that the holidays are coming up. Sometimes people want pieces of their home or their whole home decorated, but they really don't know where to start or how to do it. I can definitely come in and help you with that piece also.
Oh, okay. If someone wants to learn more about home decorating, can you recommend any reference books that they might read, or off the top of your head, anything that comes to mind?
Definitely. Well, probably the biggest thing right now in the internet stage that we're in is you can Google so much, and that's going to give you a lot of the steps that you need to do. I think what I would recommend people do when they start thinking about decorating their home is definitely get on the internet, do your research. You could read books, but I don't think that's necessarily something that you need to do, because you're not going into business for it. You're not trying to be a designer. You just want to do your own home. So you can read certain publications, different books, look at magazines, really try to figure out what your style is, talk to people, you know, really, I think the best thing is research, but do it on the internet. Don't spend a lot of money and time doing it. Just decide what you think what your vibe is, and then look that up. Talk to your friends, talk to myself, other professionals, and we can help you find that.
Okay. You mentioned having a budget, interior decorating on a budget. That's mm-hmm. something that everybody is concerned about. Can you highlight that a little bit as far as, decorating on a budget?
Yes, definitely. So sometimes people think, you know, when you think interior decorating, you think you have to change the whole space and that it's going to be extremely expensive and, you know, where do I even start? And sometimes it can be as simple as changing a wall color, adding different color accent pieces, pillows or pieces to the room. And a lot of times you can find these products at Home Goods, TJ Maxx, at Home Store, that are quite budget friendly. So you don't have to, you know, go to a Crate and Barrel or other stores that maybe are a bit more expensive. And I don't want to put them on blast, they're beautiful products, but maybe are not as friendly on our wallet as a Target or a Walmart. And you can find some really beautiful pieces there that can help you put together the look that you want. You can always, for example, in a kitchen or a dining room setting, maybe you have a beautiful table, but you want to change things up. You can change the chairs. It's really inexpensive to buy, you know, 4 to 6 chairs instead of having to buy a completely new dining room set or kitchen nook area set. You know, you can definitely keep pieces that you have and add to it to give a different look and vibe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that
so,
can keep the cost. And it can keep the cost down by doing that.
Right. So, you mentioned holiday decorating. We talked mm-hmm. about Thanksgiving, Christmas, end of the year coming up. How can people? Of course, we know that they can call you, but we have a lot of people that are not in this area. So, I guess, research, but let's just say Christmas, for example, because that's a big time that people decorate. What do people need to know about it? How can they help themselves maybe have a better Christmas decoration or prepare for it?
Great question. So, yeah, it makes total sense. So what you could do maybe is start by looking at Pinterest. Pinterest is great. So you could take a look and decide what the size of your space is, you know, determine how much room you have, what you're thinking you want to do. Do you want to go beyond just putting a Christmas tree up? What type of vibe you want to set for, let's say, starting off with your living room? And one thing I suggest is, start off one room at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself with trying to do the whole house all at one time. Pick a room that maybe is used frequently, and let's start there, that you want to highlight. So maybe the living room is where you want to start off. You know, go on the Pinterest and check out different designs that people have put together, and then decide what you like. Do you like a traditional Christmas look? Do you like a contemporary one, you know? Do you like a glam look? Decide what you like, what makes you feel good. And then from there, you know, start looking into, you can look online before you go into stores. So, you know, look at the at-home, Hobby Lobby, different stores like that, and maybe put together a list of key things that you want to focus on and key materials that you would need, and then start your shop, you know, determine your budget and then start your shopping from there. I think, you know, always have a plan. That's probably the biggest mistake people make. They don't have a plan and you just start shopping. You know, how often do we do that, you know, for groceries or whatever have you? That's just the way that people naturally shop. And if you're on a budget and you really want to be conscious of that, the best thing to do is plan first and just take it a little bit at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself.
One is something just came up in my mind to ask you, and it is, let's take a young person, maybe early 20s, or maybe a young couple, early 20s, you know, mid, late 20s, and they want to furnish their home, of course. What are some of the ideas that you can give them so that they can build on what they have? You know, I don't know if I'm framing this question right, but someone just starting out, of course, they're on a budget.
Yeah.
I guess I'm saying, can you help them tie everything together?
Great question.
Had to tell your daughter about this when she came along.
Sort of. She just she actually shopped in my house and took my stuff and made me go buy new stuff. So she cheated. But so that's where I think stores like IKEA are great for that on a budget. You know, they started off being like for small spaces and lofts and things like that, and have just really grown to be even more. So I think, you know, going into stores that represent your style or maybe your budget, IKEA, you can still get pieces really affordable. I don't want to make this a plug for them, but they are great at doing that. And they have rooms set up, you know, and then they give you all of the pieces that you are in the room so you know how you can purchase them individually. So kudos to IKEA for that. If you notice, Target's trying to do that a little bit. They have like a decorating space in their stores where they're setting up furniture and different things for in-home and backyard and porch areas. So definitely stores like that do it. At Home is famous for doing that. Outlet stores, let's not sleep on those. Great. Again, if you want that luxury look but at a you know, fraction of the cost, definitely go there and you can get ideas. Look at online magazines, Pinterest, you know, same thing. If you want to touch feel, some people like to do that more. I recommend like the IKEAs. Z Gallery is a good one. You know, their price point can be a little bit higher. However, they do have outlet stores, and if there's nothing wrong with going in there just to get an idea. and then, you know, go to Walmart or, you know, another store and make it happen.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, Wanda, I think we talked a little bit about this, but it's what are you passionate about? And I know you were saying that you like beautiful things, and tell us a little bit about your passions.
Yeah, no, I love beautiful things, and I love beautiful spaces, and I truly enjoy creating beautiful vibes and moods. And so for me, it's really the process and that whole creative process. I like taking a blank space and then figuring out how to make it pop and functional. You know, decorating is my passion. And playing with colors and textures and putting them together in unique ways to make it your own signature look is what I love to do. Working with clients and creating their vision and making their dream come true. I love the first thing that I do when I work with a client is we do a consultation call. And we can do that in person or we can do that over video. And I like to really listen to them and ask questions about what they want, what they like. And then I go back, do my magic, and I get to articulate that vision for them in real life. And that is so much fun and gratifying for me. And as much as I have my style for my home, I also love all of the other different styles. And it's so much fun for me to still get to create those through other people, you know, live vicariously through them and create that space for them, even though that's not maybe something that I would have in my home.
Oh, wow. That seemed like that would be fun and interesting. You know something, this is going back a little further, and you may not have, I don't even know if I was going to ask this question, but I like to, I like to collect people's lessons that they learned from their mom. You know, and I know you're saying that your mom taught you always make up your bed and this and that. So go back a little bit, Wanda, to tell us a little bit about mother wit that you learned from your mom.
Wow. Well, this is, you don't even know this, Jansen. This is touching me deeply right now. I lost my mom. It'll be a year ago tomorrow. And so this is really hitting home for me in a different way. I don't even know where to start. My mom, so many lessons about decor. So yes, we joked when we were talking about doing this, how my mom, one of her rules was, you know, when you get out of bed, you always make sure that your bed is made and, you know, you always make sure that you don't leave dishes in the sink. You know, when you go to bed, all your dishes have to be sink and it have to be clean and put away. And her reasoning was because if you got sick in the middle of the night and, you know, the paramedics had to come into your home, you don't want them to have to see your kitchen a mess. And, you know, I would always joke with her and be like, Mom, shouldn't they be focusing on me dying or being sick in the bed, not my kitchen? But in a funny way, this does kind of correlate because it pushed me to who I am. I will admit, I was not always that person who would get out of bed and make the bed. I thought, you know what, I'm just going to get back in it. It doesn't have to be made right now. However, I do recognize now that, you know, when you get out of bed and life has been tough for us, right? We just went through COVID and that whole thing and being shut down. So we've got to take baby steps on little accomplishments that we make. So when you get out of bed and if the first thing you do is make your bed, guess what? That's one accomplishment you made for the day. So if you don't do anything else, at least you did that. And you need to cheer for yourself for doing that, you know? And so that is definitely a Jerry Riversism, if you will. That was my mom. My mom taught me about design. She had her own idea of design. And I think that's where a lot of my passion, she allowed me to be a creative kid. I was probably a very weird kid because I was into drawing. I always was into creating, making a space. I've got two older sisters, and my oldest sister was like the Joe Jackson of the family, if you will, from the Jackson 5. She always made us do talent shows and sing, and not just us, but the neighborhood kids. So, you know, I kind of grew up, I was going to do something creative in life. You know, I'm probably getting off topic a little bit. Jansen, been telling you a little bit about me and how my mind works.
It's okay.
You know, I thank you. I always dreamed about beautiful spaces, living beautifully, having just in that fantasy land, if you will. I was I'm a SAG actress. I did acting for a while, commercials, all of that. I'm a cosmetologist. I do hair. So you're seeing a theme there. They're all creative professions. And that's why I get so much pleasure out of it, just finding out what creative niche works for you. And I attribute that all to my mother. My mother 100%, because she allowed me to think in that space. She never discouraged me. She actually let me decorate her home. On multiple occasions, she was very patient with me and let me see my vision through what I heard her say. Sometimes I would kind of take over and do my own thing, and she'd have to reel me in and go, no, no, that's not me, that's you. Let's do what I want, you know, but never discouraging me, always encouraging me to be me and have that creative process. And it sounds so easy and not like a big deal, but for people who are not creative naturally in that space, you know, it's easy for them to kind of not always allow you to be that free spirit or be that person to create in an environment. So kudos to my mom. I miss her so much. I love her and thank her for everything. And I wouldn't be here doing this if it wasn't for her, because she allowed me to be this my whole life. So thank you. That was something I didn't even think I would be saying today, but thank you for asking.
Well,
that.
I didn't think you were going to be saying it either, but that's one of that. I love to hear. I'm from the South, Alabama, and they have a term called mother wit, which is the wisdom that only your mom can teach you, you know. So
amen. My grandmother was from Mobile.
Probably
my mom grew up in New Orleans, so.
Oh, okay. So I would imagine that you're a good seafood cook then.
I'd like to say I am. Yes, I've been told I am. I've never had anyone push a plate away. I'll say that.
Okay. All right. Hey, folks, if you have a question for a home decorator, a home stager, press the number one on your phone. And we will let you ask your question or make a comment for Wanda. So what are some of the issues in home decorating these days? I haven't read any home decorating magazines lately. What are some of the hot topics nowadays?
I'm sorry, Jensen, I didn't hear you.
Yes, I just said that in home decorating and home staging, what are some of the hot topics in that realm these days? Anything that comes to your mind as to that's in the news a lot, or something that's in your magazines a lot, or that you're studying?
Yeah, so a lot of for trends, if you will, for 2022, like shades and tones, the top colors. During that time, or during 2022, were like grays and greens, earthy tones, citron, which is like a dark lemon color, dark magenta, chartreuse, which everybody's like, what? That's a yellow green, and then warm neutral. So a lot of monotone colors were in 2022. I'm going to bring up like the Kardashians. You know, if you saw anything by Kim Kardashian, she has that really monotone vibe throughout her house. It looks very basic, most people think, oh, that's easy. It really is not. When you look at what she's doing, they're playing with a lot of different textures, different sizes, different shapes, all kinds of different things, even though they're all in one color. That's not easy to do and pull it off seamlessly, you know. Definitely an art to that, you know, whoever she hired to do that for her. It's monotone colors, fun to work with. But again, you know, you can say, okay, I'm going to do my living room in gray, but working with different shades of gray and different textures in that space, those are all huge trends that people have really been working with. I've been seeing more than ever, you know, even in my friends' spaces where they're playing with textures, and I love it. You know, I see where, you know, they're doing furry, fluffy pillows where maybe they wouldn't have done that before. That's always been my thing, but or velvet, and they're really playing with some different themes. You know, it's fun to watch. It's fun to create. Both my sisters this year have changed. My oldest sister, Cheryl, kudos to her, bought a new home, and she decorated that. She did a beautiful job. She played with a lot of different textures. Love her style. My middle sister, Cindy, redecorated her home this year. And same thing. She changed out her flooring, painted her walls, did some really fun things in her home. So I love to see that, love to watch that, love to see the progress with different people.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you something. Well, customer, I'm your client.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know
mm-hmm.
a thing about what style I like or what colors do I like. How would you help
mm-hmm.
me to figure that out?
Great question. So the first thing that we do is we do a consultation. And that's where I will talk to you. We'll talk through things. I show you pictures, so of different styles and different colors, and kind of get how that makes you feel. And so that gives me an idea. You don't have to know. I have to know. That's my job. So it gives me an idea of what you like, what excites you, what you don't like, you know, that type of thing. And it's the foundation for everything at that point. And then I can go from there. And that's where we work together. We're partners, but I'm leading you on this journey as to what your style is. And I help you find that discovery. And that's what's so exciting for me. So you don't have to know anything. Let me do the work.
Oh, okay. Okay. If some young person is in this conversation right now and they thought, you know what, I think I'd like to do what Wanda Cooper does, designed by Duchess. What recommendation would you give them?
Follow your passion. Definitely do it. And then the next thing I would tell them is, you know, study, do your research, go online, check out different courses that might be appealing to you. read about it, you know, look at Architectural Digest, look at different books, you know, really study styles that you like and what makes you happy, what makes you think you want to do this. And then, you know what, talk to our friends, talk to your family, you know, those are your worst critics, not in a negative way, but they're going to be honest with you, hopefully, and tell you, are you embarking on something that makes sense for you? You know, does this make sense that this is your passion or this is what you want to do or help you achieve that, you know?
Something
you can do too, if you wanted to test it out, is take a room in your home and, you know, do it, design it, stage it, you know, make it whatever you see, and then bring your friends and family in to get their feedback.
I see. Is there anything on your mind that you'd like to let our audience know about how they can, more beautify their home or perhaps even curb appeal? Just some general ideas
mm-hmm.
That you can share?
Yeah. So one thing that's really fun and that I like to do, and you can get great ideas from, is HGTV. There's all kinds of different shows on there. Now, granted, you know, everything's not going to appeal to you, but I just discovered a new show actually last night. My boyfriend and I were watching, and it was a show where they come in and remodel someone's house. Like they write into the show, they say they want to be remodeled, they're remodeled or whatever have you, they plead their case, and then someone from the show, if you get picked, they come out. And so what's challenging about this is they remodel your home in 12 hours. And it was crazy. Oh, they were knocking down walls. They were doing like the landscaping, everything. I mean, they had a crazy crew. You know, they had tons of people, but it was just fun to watch. And it was just crazy, their ideas for storage and stuff like that. So HGTV, great resource for looking at things if you're visual and you just want to watch something. Tons of different shows on there. They even have a show that I thought was funny, Makeovers That Go Wrong. That cracked me up because, you know, you always see the shows where everything's great and the people love it and, you know, everything's spot on. Well, they have a show where, nah, not so much, where things don't go well and people just had outlandish, crazy ideas. So really fun. I think some of the most common things I want to bring out to people to avoid when you start thinking about decorating your home, you don't have to be matchy-matchy. You know, that's not decorating. Like, you know, we know that old school thought of, you know, well, I don't even want to give an example because I don't want to diss anyone, but please don't think you have to be matchy-matchy. Everything works in what you love, but don't feel like that has to be the main thing. Everything doesn't have to, like, be the same color and the same pattern. Please break it up. Another mistake is hanging chandeliers too high. You know, that's something you want to be careful of. Hanging artwork too high. You know, you want to keep it at eye level. You want to be able to enjoy it and view it. Too many pillows. That's been a thing now that people are learning about, hey, I can put pillows in to decorate. You know, when you get on someone's couch and you have to remove like 10 pillows just to sit out, you know, that's kind of an indicator that maybe you have too many pillows on this couch, something like that. You know, and biggest and foremost, avoid clutter. Less is more a lot of times. You don't have to fill up every, you know, inch of space in your room to make it look like it was decorated. It's okay to leave some open spaces. And cohesion is your best friend. And that doesn't mean that it has to be boring. It just means that it needs to come together in a way. So those are probably some of the major things and when you're decorating. And most of all, have fun, be you, express yourself. It's your home. You need to love it. It doesn't matter if everybody else does and you hate it. So, you know, express yourself. Do you. And don't be afraid of color. That's probably the biggest thing. I know that was one of my first hurdles to get over, you know, just actually painting a wall. You know, and I think I started off with like a little accent wall first, a different color. And then because I realized, you know what, if I don't like it, guess what? I can paint over it. So there's nothing really that you can do wrong that you can't fix. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you're listening and you would like to contact Design by Duchess and Miss Wanda Cooper, get your pencil handy because she's going to give out her contact information in a few minutes. But now as far as some of the work that you've done recently, Wanda, I know you were mentioning that earlier, but tell us a little bit of some of your projects lately.
Lately, I've been doing, gosh, a mixture. I've been doing a lot of home staging. and again, mm-hmm. I think it's just because of how the market's going and people want to set themselves, their houses apart. The last two homes I staged, I am proud to say, both of them, the first house that I'm talking about in the scenario, the first house sold in 2 days for $20,000 over asking price. And what's so wonderful about that home is there was another home on the market on the same street that actually had more amenities and the backyard was more complete, that's still sitting on the market right now. So they did not stage. I probably should contact that realtor and give her my card, but that was one. And then the other home just sold a beautiful smaller home, you know, two bedroom, one bath, sold in 2 days over asking price as well, which is starting to be unheard of right now because, you know, we're seeing inventory stay on a little bit longer. So that was exciting for me. My realtor share with me, and those are just within the last month. So giving you some quick examples of what's happening. So these aren't old things that are happening. The second house that I just talked about just sold in the last couple of weeks. So really fun stuff. I've been doing a lot of that. Backyard refresh has been very popular. I got to do some really exciting things with shower curtains. So I'm going to just tempt you guys to check out my Instagram page and follow me when you check it out at Design by Duchess and see some of the exciting things I did with shower curtains outside. So that's been fun. And just you can see how you don't have to have a lot of space to create very truly unique, fun vibes in your backyard too.
Okay. Wanda, how can people get in contact with you?
Well, you can call me at 916-545-5150. Again, that's 916-545-5150. You can email me at designbyduchess@gmail.com. I want to point out Duchess is spelled D-U-C-H-E-S-S. There's no T. Very common mistake. Not a problem. Just want to point that out so when you're looking for me, you can find me. It's designbyduchess@gmail.com. And then also please follow me on Instagram at designbyduchess. I'm also on Facebook. Facebook was weird and wouldn't let me do Design by Duchess, but I'm Designed Duchess. Check me out there. If you follow my Instagram, you can find me on Facebook. Everything leads to it. I'm on Pinterest at Design by Duchess. You can see some of the remodels and different things that I've done on there. Call me. I would love to talk to you. Don't be afraid of hiring someone thinking that's going to eat your budget. It doesn't have to. We can work on all kinds of different plans. What's fun about what I do as well is I can come in and give you a vibe, do a mood board for you, and you can execute it. So you can hire me to give you the idea, or you can hire me to give you the idea and execute it. Two different price points. Both can work. Let me know. Let's talk.
Oh, okay. All right. We got a few more minutes. Talk to us a little bit about the exterior decorating, curb appeal, if you might say.
Right. So a lot of times when you drive up, you know, to a home, that is your first impression of the home, right? So is the lawn manicured? Is there anything going on with the front porch area? You know, is it inviting? Does it look like the Gruesome's house on the Flintstones? I'm probably dating myself. Does it make you not want to enter? Or is it pleasingly aesthetic? You know, do you look at it and say, wow, I wonder what is going on behind the door? I bet it's beautiful, you know, beyond the door. That we talk about when we're looking at curb appeal. And that's so important in this time with when you're putting your home up for sale. But it shouldn't just be important then, right? You should get to enjoy that beauty while you're living in the home. So some things that you could do is just make sure that your plants that you plant around your home, if you're planting around your home, are going along with the vibe that you want and that they look, they're uniform. You want to make sure that you're pairing your matching things in odd numbers, like threes are usually the number. So, you know, if you have three plants out, you want to kind of keep that because we're trained to believe in decorating that the eye is attracted to odd numbers, and that makes it more pleasing to the eye, that it challenges the brain to really look at that concept more. So that's why when you hear about decorating, people talk about decorating in threes or odd numbers. That's what that's attributing to. So when you're doing that with your front yard, put all those little notes into play. Also, is it inviting in that, would you want to sit out on that porch and, you know, if you have a rocking chair or a bench or just a beautiful outdoor mat or, you know, a lantern, whatever to create that space and just make it inviting that you want to go inside of that house. Or you would just be fine chilling on the front porch, you know, with a cup of coffee or a glass of lemonade, a glass of wine. You know, what is the vibe that's going to, you know, convey that to people as they approach your home?
Oh, okay. So now we highlighted a little bit about backyards, but what are some of the types of things that people are doing nowadays for their backyards?
Well, there's definitely one space that I created is so unique. She wanted two different vibes. She has a smaller backyard, so it's not big. She lives in a condo, so it's not a lot of space in the backyard, but she wanted to have two separate spaces. So we had like a formal dining area where she could have her friends come and they could eat and have that vibe going on. But then she also wanted like a little lounge vibe going on the other side where it was more relaxed and they could go over and talk and listen to music. So we created one side of her yard and she went extremely formal with it. It's absolutely stunning. And with the colors, she chose very rich colors, burgundies and gold and beautiful place settings. And I mean, you could have this place setting on your formal dining room table. That's how crazy it went. But it's absolutely stunning. And it's exactly what she wanted. And it fits her personality. So it's beautiful. And it's just a gorgeous space for her to entertain her friends and have powwows and girl talk and chats and whatever around a meal. And then on the other side, we did something completely different where it's more, we have a greenery wall and we have very beachy style furniture and backdrops and beautiful color, white, crisp, you know, blended in with blue and yellows and orange and just very vibrant and beautiful highlighted lighting and plants and gorgeous. Completely different from that formal setting on the other side, but a really nice vibe that you just kick back, listen to some good jazz or whatever type of music and talk and just relax. Very tranquil setting. So completely different styles. I've done that. I did another backyard where they had beautiful, it was a gorgeous yard with a pool but didn't really have spaces that they could eat, or the lady expressed to me that she enjoyed coming out in the morning and having a cup of coffee. So we created some zen spaces in that backyard and then brought color into it. Our palette started off with black and white, and then we brought in some turquoise and some pretty colors and really dressed it and made the vases, you know, paid attention to every detail. So the wall art that they hung on their fence, everything, nothing went untouched. And that's sometimes I think people don't think about all of that being,
Yeah, we've got about, I hate to cut you off, we got about 30 seconds. And I just want to thank you again for coming on the show today and dropping some knowledge on us. I learned a lot. I hope our audience learned a lot. You give a chance to give out your information by Duchess. And thank you, everybody, for calling in today. And Wanda, thank you so much for coming on the show today. All right, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week, same time, God willing. Okay. I'll call you right back, Mr.